Good morning. I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Monday, April 20th. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says her strict stay-at-home order and the shutdown of many businesses appears to be slowing the spread of COVID-19. We have more from Rick Pluta.
Whitmer made the round of Sunday talk shows where she said strict stay-at-home orders and closing businesses is difficult. But she told CNN now is not the time to let up.
The harsh way that it's hitting my state means that we've got to be really smart about the actions we take now to protect life as well as the actions we take to re-engage.
Whitmer says her decision will rely heavily on getting enough test results to get an accurate read on the number of infections. Republican State House Speaker Lee Chatfield sent a letter to Whitmer Saturday asking her to reconsider the scope of her stay-at-home orders to alleviate some of the hardship on workers and businesses. I'm Rick Pluta.
Northern Michigan Democrats are criticizing sheriffs up north for saying they won't enforce the stay-at-home order. In a letter to the governor last week, sheriffs in four northern Michigan counties criticized the order, calling it vague and confusing. They said focus instead should be on reopening the economy. Barb Conley is the co-chair of the Leelanau County Democrats.
Selectively enforcing the order gives nobody a clear idea of what they're going to enforce and what they're not.
Conley says the sheriffs should reverse course and enforce the order in its entirety. Total deaths in Michigan from COVID-19 has now risen to 2,391, including 83 new deaths that were reported yesterday. The total number of cases around the state is now 31,424. But one number that is continuing to rise now is the total number of people who have recovered from the illness. According to the state of Michigan, that number is now at 3,237 people around the state. State health officials are encouraging any Michigan resident with mild coronavirus symptoms to get tested. Previously, because of the limited availability of COVID-19 tests, only severe cases were eligible for testing. Lynn Sutphin is with the State Department of Health and Human Services. She says the state has received additional supplies and is looking to expand testing.
We want to learn more about what's happening in the state as far as COVID-19.
Anyone experiencing mild symptoms, which include a cough or fever, are encouraged to reach out to their healthcare provider or one of the state's testing locations. Munson Healthcare says it is beginning trials for a coronavirus cure using plasma from recovered patients. Ben Thorpe reports.
The hospital system says it's looking for recovered candidates willing to donate their plasma so it can be used on severely sick coronavirus patients. Joe Santangelo is with Munson Healthcare. He says the theory is that antibodies in a recovered patient's blood will help those struggling with the virus. Early trials have suggested the treatment may work.
We're not sure yet how well it works, which is why we're doing all of these trials. But we also don't want to wait too long to do the trials because this is a problem that's here right now.
Santangelo says Munson Healthcare, one of Michigan's blood suppliers, and the Grand Traverse Health Department are working to identify possible plasma donors. He says using plasma on a sick patient should happen within the next few weeks. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
This week, area agencies on aging across the state will receive food boxes for adults over the age of 60 who are facing food insecurity. Lori Sowers, the director of the Northeast Region Area Agency on Aging, she says her group will receive 300 of the boxes.
We're trying to target folks that don't have access to other nutritional support programs like home-delivered meals or the commodity food distributions. Food stamps, those kinds of things.
Michigan Aging and Adult Aid Service Agencies are partnering with the Food Bank Council of Michigan to provide the boxes. Each box contains 22 meals. A family in Sheboygan is contributing to the national effort, providing face masks for people in need. Testa Gaynor spoke with the woman who dusted off her sewing kit to make hundreds of masks for people on the front lines.
Sharon Lang says over the past month, she's made 800 face masks. The Sheboygan woman is a part of a Facebook group called So You Care. It sends face masks to medical workers, military bases, and immunocompromised individuals. Lang says the demand continues to be high.
The minute we're caught up on what we see as immediate Michigan needs, then we start filling requests through a national sewing network and we send them out throughout the United States. At least there are probably 600 of the 800, I would imagine. 500 or 600 have gone to other states.
Lang says the masks are designed to fit over N95 masks so healthcare workers can extend the life of their medical equipment. Testy Gaynor, WCMU News.
As Governor Gretchen Whitmer launched a website offering free mental health resources for Michigan residents who are struggling during this global health crisis, local mental health practitioners around the state are also creating their own places of support. Lisa Berry has more.
Offering a website with mental health resources and opportunities to connect directly with mental health practitioners, four Washtenaw County mental health professionals created the MyFrontlineSupport.com website. It was created for those still working on the so-called front lines during the coronavirus pandemic, including doctors, nurses, to grocery store workers, and those making deliveries. One of the organizers, Felicia Braybeck of the Ann Arbor area, says those workers are exposing themselves to emotional trauma every day.
And with that comes increased anxiety and then greater likelihood of mental health issues that could need support.
So far, 300 mental health practitioners across Michigan with available appointments have agreed to participate, as organizers hope to find several hundred more to serve residents' mental health needs during this global health crisis. I'm Lisa Berry.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer made the round of national Sunday morning shows yesterday. She said on CNN that bans on public gatherings are showing signs that they're working.
And we now have at least a few days worth of PPE, in some cases up to 9 or 10 days. We're hopeful that we can get to a place where we have at least a couple of weeks worth of PPE in our hospitals. And that's a critical thing as we contemplate our next steps.
Whitmer says a big challenge right now is procuring enough tests to gather data on infection rates and recoveries. She says that's a critical part of making the decision on how quickly to reopen parts of the economy. House Speaker Lee Chatfield sent a message to the governor on Saturday asking her to reconsider the scope of her stay-at-home order so that more businesses can reopen. Healthcare providers in the Western Upper Peninsula have a new option for processing COVID-19 tests. Michigan Technological University opened a COVID-19 testing lab in Houghton late last week. Researchers at the school worked for over a month to get it up and running. The lab can't take samples from patients, but can help healthcare providers deal with their sample backlogs. So far, 9 Upper Peninsula residents have died from COVID-19. Lansing Mayor Andy Shore has released a statement about how the city will respond to protests like last week's Operation Gridlock if they occur again. Scott Pohl has more.
On Wednesday, traffic throughout much of downtown Lansing was tied up for several hours by protesters calling on Governor Whitmer to ease stay-at-home orders. Access to Sparrow Hospital was restricted, and there were also concerns about people congregating without masks at the State Capitol building and elsewhere. In a statement, Mayor Shore says Michigan residents have a right to protest, but they do not have the right to violate the rights of City of Lansing workers and residents. He says that if there are similar protests, Lansing will seek mutual aid from other police, fire, and EMS agencies nearby, and that police will warn or cite violators of city ordinances related to noise or purposely blocking roads. Lansing police will also assist the Michigan State Police, if called upon, to enforce social distancing violations on state property like the Capitol building. This is Scott Pohl.
And that is your WCMU Morning News Roundup for this Monday. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.